Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work.
Pretty sure they're illegal.
With the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.
100.7 KSLX. It's Mark and Neanderthal. We welcome you to Wednesday morning.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be a nice quiet Wednesday. A lot of people have been calling and emailing about our thoughts on what happened last night. And our thoughts on what happened last night is we don't want to talk about it.
You can get, you know what,
you can get that information somewhere else.
Anywhere else.
Yeah, it's a no-win scenario. It's just, you know, I will say this, thanks to the police officers for not making any more damage, you know, possible, or, you know, for breaking this thing up as quickly as they possibly could. That's the, you know,
hey, you know what?
Cops have a tough job.
Look to me like they did a pretty efficient job.
Yep. Cops have a tough job. You throw something at a cop, you deserve to be tear gassed. That's my thoughts on that.
There were only four arrests.
Right.
And two cops had heat exhaustion, which, you know, you got to consider, they're wearing a lot of equipment.
Sure.
And it's humid, it's hot, so.
Yeah.
Good job.
But, you know, as far as our thoughts on last night, look, we're just glad nobody got hurt.
Yep.
Really got seriously hurt, so that's a good thing.
We have Mark and Neanderthal's fake facts coming up. Let's go to the phone. It's 602-260-1007. We're talking about anything and everything this morning. Hi, KSLX.
Hi, this is Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Hello, Adam. What's going on?
Not much. Calling in for the George Strait tickets.
Wrong radio station, Adam.
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah. What, is George? I thought George Strait retired.
That's what I thought too. But I guess he's doing one more show.
What would you do if George Strait wasn't?
If he wasn't, you know, probably nothing.
Well, unfortunately, Adam, we're not the country station, so.
Yeah, who you listen to? BJ and the Bear, or what's the show?
Which station is this?
100.7.
Yeah, this is KSLX, the classic rock station.
Oh, I've called into you guys several times. You guys, I got the wrong number, but yeah, I call you guys all the time.
You do?
Nice.
Yeah, you guys are my favorite. I've been listening to you guys for years.
We appreciate that, but you're trying to scout around and win some prizes from wherever you can, aren't you?
No, I just love country and classic rock. So I've called in for you guys, and today I heard George Strait was calling in to win some tickets, but I've called into you guys before, and I listen to you guys daily.
I know we can't compete with George Strait, but I hope you'll come back after that contest is over.
I will. You can count on that.
All right, Adam, you have a great day.
You too. Take care.
See ya.
Later.
Mark and Neanderthal.
It's time now for some Mark and Neanderthal fake facts.
Yes, a combination of fake news and alternative facts.
We made it up. All of it.
Yes.
Every word. None of this is real. None of what you're about to hear is real, and none of the names have been changed. In fact, we may have made up some names just to further confuse you.
Fake facts.
That's what they are.
Unfortunately, the actual Rockford files never got transferred over into digital form. Yeah. They were all paper, you know. Yeah. Jim lost them. You know how disheveled he always was.
Yeah. Yeah, but that Firebird was pretty kick-ass.
It was a cool car.
Not a bad Firebird. Yeah. Although that was Chevy's answer, I mean Pontiac's answer to the Chevy Camaro, obviously, and they both had saggy ass. Remember, a lot of those cars in the 70s had saggy ass. Those had it. The Ford Granada had saggy ass. The leaf springs just collapsed because the car was too heavy for the suspension.
Yeah,
they were terrible.
Yeah, Rocky also had saggy ass.
Yes, Rocky did have saggy ass. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure. There you go. Ridiculous. Orville Wright was the first member of the Mile High Club. Not sure you knew that. Hell, you invent a plane. That's going to get you late.
Yeah, you know what the sick part was? The other member?
Wilbur.
Speaking of brothers, when the Dutch brothers go out for coffee, they never split the bill. The Dutch brothers.
Big question. What to do with those eclipse glasses that everybody's had from Monday?
Right.
Well, they'll actually allow you to see the little sparkly things in your gum, so you'll know if somebody's chewing gum that you're talking to,
right,
not to look them directly in the mouth.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yes. So that's exactly. Unless, of course, you have those eclipse glasses, then you'll be fine.
And, of course, if you had those eclipse glasses from the Dutch brothers.
Yes.
Hope you didn't use them.
Yeah, that was a little rough. Yeah. And it was funny. I got home, and a lot of people thought we were joking about that. I popped on CNN, and CNN was like, no, don't use those glasses. There was a big national warning on that.
Is the Amazon, some of the Amazon glasses that, you know, that they were selling, and also Dutch brothers glasses.
And ironically, there are reports now that a lot of Americans are complaining that their eyes hurt. It's a true story.
This
that came out today, so. a little bit on the weird side. Hopefully you are safe and everything is good. Hopefully we'll just enjoy a nice, quiet hump day here in the Valley after all that's gone on in the past 48 hours. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying not to even talk about the nonsense from yesterday the craziness that went on. Although we were just talking to a gentleman named Jim on the phone who said, what about the guy getting hit in the nuts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We may talk about that.
I wonder, you know.
Oh, my God, that looked like it hurt.
Far be it from me to ever besmirch the good name of law enforcement anywhere. But I often wonder, you know, Mark and I have the occasional gentleman's bet as to whether or not somebody's going to win the 30-second song challenge.
Yeah.
I wonder if there is an office pool in a police station somewhere. Where if you shoot a rioter in the groin
with a beanbag or a pepper ball or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if there's, you know, I wonder if everybody throws up $10. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, you get a guy in the seeds. Congratulations.
If you haven't seen that footage, I'm sure you'll have many opportunities today. Or
well,
just look at it online.
Yeah,
or
the protester was playing kick the cannon and got hit in the jewels.
There's a guy who wants to win the lottery today. He's last night was a bad luck night. Maybe tonight's a good luck night.
He certainly won it last night. I mean, what are the odds? Seriously, what are the odds you're going to get hit in the seeds by a pepper ball?
Oh, boy.
That's great. And it's caught on video.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You can show that around the holidays for the kids.
He had just...
If you're able to have kids.
He had just kicked the tear gas canister back at the police and then, you know, turned to face the police and they just nailed him.
Just right in the... Ouch. Yikes.
Ow.
Yeah. That's going to leave a mark.
Yeah. Okay. So the question is, if we win the lottery tonight, are we here tomorrow?
Yeah, I am, but I'm not wearing pants. I told you that's my rule. My rule is if I hit the lottery, I've decided pants are no longer a necessity in my life.
I think anybody who wins tonight, how could you keep working? You couldn't. Everybody would be all over you.
Well, you just got to keep your mouth shut. Like,
but they always publicize it.
For example,
it would get out.
No. What's the name of the last Powerball winner?
I don't know, but
that's my point.
Everybody he worked with or she worked with knew after they announced the name.
Not well, maybe.
Yeah, that stuff gets out. You couldn't stay at work because everybody would be like, hey, can you loan me money? Or what are you still doing here? Why don't you go somewhere, travel?
I would go in to Tripp's office with no pants and teabag his computer monitor. Just because.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't.
I mean, no offense to him. I just want to be able to do it. I like Tripp.
Yeah.
We're a good guy. I think he's a good guy. We get along. But just the idea that you can walk into a vice president's office of your company and just teabag their computer screen because you've got walk-away money.
Exactly.
Yeah, it'd be great.
But I think most people wouldn't know what to do.
No, I honestly wouldn't know what to do. I've never had money in my entire life, so I don't know. It would be confusing as hell.
Hang on, buddy. What would you do?
Well, the first thing I do is pay everything off, and then I think I'd have to travel.
Would you keep working?
No, I wouldn't. I'm beat up and abused, and I work just because I have to.
What do you do that you're so beat up and abused?
I'm an electrician.
Okay. So no more hot addicts for him.
Okay.
But, okay, so after he pays things off and he travels, then what?
Yeah, see, for us, job is a very, very strong word. It's not like we work.
But I don't think most people would know what to do.
I wouldn't know what to do. I mean, first thing, oh, by the way, just say this right now. If you're going out and you're buying lottery tickets right now, what do they tell you the first thing you're supposed to do when you buy a lottery ticket? Sign the back of the ticket.
Oh, okay.
Sign the back of the ticket. That's what they always say. So that, let's just say you're buying 15 tickets for your office and you just wanted to buy one for yourself. And yours happens to be the one that hits.
Yeah.
Sign your ticket. Sign the ticket immediately so that you can, you know, that you can establish ownership.
No, that's a good idea.
Yep.
So
Mark and Neanderthal in the morning.
I want to go back to the phone here because there's a guy named Tom on here. He said he's packing and he's going to leave town. He's moving to Trenton, Georgia.
Okay.
Why would you? What's up? Why would you leave Arizona? Tom, what's up?
I just wanted to tell you guys, I really appreciate all that you guys do. Like, you really make mornings funny, enjoyable, even educational. And most of all, thanks for my Masterbuilt smoker. I enjoy using that.
What's up, corporate shill? So if we're so kick-ass, why are you leaving?
Yeah, Tom, why are you leaving?
It is. I just want to go settle down and enjoy the country. The north corner of Georgia is pretty nice.
Now, Tom,
is that Hazard County?
Pretty close to it.
Aren't there a proliferation of inbred hill people in that region?
I'm not sure. I think there is, but it's pretty rural. They call it the holler.
Y'all are moving to the holler?
We're moving to the holler.
All right.
Are you retired, Tom?
No, I'm semi-retiring. I've been doing stucco for 35 years, and I just want to go out there and do a little bit of side work on the side.
Is there a big market for Adobe homes there in
yeah,
Georgia?
Tom, you're not going to find more stucco than here, Tom.
I know that. That's for sure. I lived out there before, and I did interior stucco.
Well, okay. Well, Tom, before
stucco
you go...
Stucco was my favorite Marx brother, by the way.
Yeah, stucco was... Yeah.
But no, I really appreciate all the time that I've listened to you guys, and, you know, thanks.
Hey, Tom, we've got all morning, but you've got to wrap up this phone call.
You guys are silly.
Now, Tom, just be quickly before you go, use your phone and download the KSLX app. That way you can get the station and you can get the Mark and Neanderthal podcast also.
Oh, for real. I'll be listening to you guys all the time. Hey, and keep rocking Arizona.
All right, we appreciate it. We're going to rock Trenton, Georgia now, too, if we're lucky.
You will. Thanks.
All right, Tom. Good luck to you. You
know, that's
a stucco guy leaving the valley. That's next. Next, we're going to get a call from a guy who makes red roof tiles. Like, I'm out of here, guys.
I've had enough. My work here is done.
Yes. All right. So sad to lose him, but the KSLX app is always there for you.
Sure.
You can listen to it. KSLX on your phone wherever you are
right.
in the world. So.
Think you can name these tunes? It's Mark and Neanderthal's 30-Second Song Challenge!
Seven songs in 30 seconds. How it works, you got to guess the titles of the seven songs. The timer starts when the first song is played. When you know the song title, yell it out. The artist doesn't matter. The timer stops if you're correct. And then we get ready for the next song. And the timer keeps going until you get it right or the 30 seconds is all gone.
All right, we say good morning to Ryan this morning. How are you, Ryan?
Doing well.
What do you do for a living, Ryan?
I work at Yelp.
You work at Yelp? So do you write reviews all day?
I don't write the reviews.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully I'll give a 5-star performance.
Well, that is yet to be determined. Are you ready for your 30-second song challenge?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, here it goes. It begins in 3, 2, 1, go.
Slow Ride.
Correct.
Nice. Slow Ride.
Song 2, and go.
When you were young.
Live and Let Die.
Correct. Song number 3, and go.
Roxanne.
Correct. Ooh,
that's
all right.
Good.
All right, so now, how much time has he used?
He's only used 10 seconds, exactly 10 seconds,
oh.
And he's almost halfway through.
Okay. Because we worked this out. I think you have to do 4 seconds per song to make it work.
Yeah, well, seven
approximately
songs,
four.
Yeah,
approximately
four, and a half.
4 seconds,
yep.
Yeah.
So he's
on the right track.
Yep. So here is song number 4, and go.
Oh, come on, Ryan. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh,
oh,
no.
There you go.
Oh, Ryan, come on. You were...
Nice. You know, Ryan, I'd love to talk to you, but I'm typing a review right now.
Yeah. Oh, boy. What do you think your Yelp review is going to say,
big,
Ryan?
Big starter, weak finisher.
Weak finisher, can't finish, yeah.
Smooth voice, but didn't get the job done.
Yeah, the experience started out fantastic. We thought things were going to go great, and then halfway through,
yep.
It went awry.
The appetizer was delicious. However, the main course
yes.
was sadly lacking.
Yep, I would not call that a soup-to-nuts experience.
Now, Ryan, that was Once Bitten, Twice Shy from Great White.
Right.
Ah, well,
it's a tough one.
That one.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
All right, well, we appreciate you playing.
I usually do so well.
You usually what?
I usually do so well.
Yeah, but this time it mattered.
All right, Ryan, come back around in a few weeks or something like that. And, you know, hopefully you'll be caller number 7 again. And I think you've got a future in this game.
It's
just
possible.
Just not right now.
Yeah, just not today. Today's not your time. I think right, like, I'm going to give you the speech that Bruce Arians is giving players right now.
Yep.
Maybe today, because today's Wednesday. I think yesterday was first cuts day.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't the end. It's a new beginning for you. You got a great future in this game, but unfortunately, it was a matter of numbers.
Yep.
You know, we just couldn't make it work here. We really like you, though, and if you clear waivers, maybe we'll think about signing you to the practice squad. But we're gonna have to let you go. Go on outside, see Mark. He'll have you sign some things, and we'll have a shuttle take you to the airport. That's kind of how that works.
100.7 KSLX on what could be the very final Mark and Neanderthal show if I win the Powerball this evening.
Really? Are you going to quit?
You know what? First of all, I'm not going to win, so it's really a moot point.
But seriously, would you walk away?
What else could you do?
Son of a bitch.
I'll throw you some coin.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
Hell, I'd be able to buy every friend in the world.
Buy and sell every one of you.
I'll be on the beach with my new friends.
New but rich friends.
I maintain, though, you know, it's $700 million tonight. It could be even to $750 or something
somewhere
like that.
Somewhere around there,
climb to. I still maintain that most people would not know what the hell to do with themselves if they won.
I will tell you, I bought my tickets Sunday morning. When as soon as I found out that they were that it hadn't been won on Saturday night, I went out and I was going back and forth to the vet to get some stuff for the dogs. And I immediately stopped. And went, I need to do this now because you and I both know starting at about 2 o'clock this afternoon, there'll be lines at every lottery store. Yeah. It's just going to be big. You know, everybody. The top story tonight. It's interesting. Top story tonight will knock President Trump off the front page. Will be people, you know, we go now live to the Valley, you know, whatever convenience store. Yep. There'll be some reporter standing there while just spitting out ticket after ticket after ticket. $700 plus million. It's the second highest right now. And it went over $1 billion at one point.
Even the local one is very high, right?
It's like $6-7 million, something like that.
What do they call that? Pick six? Is that?
It's just the pick.
The pick? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how could you possibly live on $6 million? I'm not sure.
Be tough. And the guy who wins $700 million is going to be making fun of you. Looking down on you.
Yeah, looking down on you. You schmuck, you.
Mark and Neanderthal present ZNN, the Zeppelin News Network.
This is where we take the day's news and set it to Black Dog by Zeppelin.
All right, here we go. The country saw the work of Valley Fools last night. Phoenix was not so cool.
Indeed.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
It was going nice until the end.
Yeah, man, until one guy screwed it up with a bottle.
Winning Powerball takes lots of luck. Most of us are just wasting $20.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I couldn't argue with that. So here we go. Let's try and wrap this thing up, shall we? In the past 2 days, what can you say? I'm looking forward to a quiet Wednesday.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It certainly would be. I'd be all right with it, so.
Yeah.
602-260-1007. Phones here in the studio.
Yeah, we were just talking behind. We got a guy standing by on the phone, but what would you do if you won the lottery tonight, the Powerball? $700 million. You can't do anything except go away.
Yeah.
People would be hounding you.
Yeah, I would like to think, because I love doing what I do for a living, and someday I'll get good at it, but
yeah.
I would like to think that I would keep my job just because I like doing it, but I probably wouldn't. But I've decided pants are no longer a necessity. Pants will not happen. I mean, I'm just going to cut those out of my life. That's an expense I can do without now.
So if I won, I would probably get back into music, playing guitar and
sure.
doing all that stuff.
Yeah, because guitars are expensive.
Yes. Although my blues songs, after winning $400 million, $500 million, they wouldn't ring true. You know?
Yeah, it'd be a little bit of a credibility loss right there. Yeah. It's interesting because we talk about that with, you know, Metallica. You know, Metallica have made their most aggressive album in years. They've got 11-digit bank accounts. What are they mad at?
That's right.
You know what I mean? It'd be tough to be angry if you have $700 million.
Well, let's go back to this guy. He's got the deepest voice we've heard all morning.
Yes, it's pretty interesting.
It's Dave who's overnight at Joe's Barbecue.
Oh, nice plug.
In Gilbert, and he cooks all their meats overnight.
All right.
So Dave, you're the overnight guy at Joe's Barbecue. You actually have a deeper voice than our overnight guy.
Yeah.
If you win tonight's Powerball, would you keep working? Would you keep doing the meats overnight at Joe's Barbecue?
Yeah, I love that job.
You're a liar. $750 million, brother.
Yeah, but that's only like $400 after taxes.
Oh, yeah, okay, you're right.
That's true. That's true.
You should probably keep that job. Would you at least cut back to part-time hours?
Yeah, spend more time with my girlfriend.
Yeah, nice. you know, get yourself a daytime shift.
Yeah.
You're like most people, I think, in that you wouldn't really know what to do with all that money. You just kind of want to keep your life, right?
Right. I mean, I already have a Corvette and a truck, so.
Whoa, humble brag.
Yeah.
What's up, humble brag?
There's money in meats.
You're big timing us.
You know what I would do first thing? I'd go to Joe's Barbecue.
Oh, look at you with a big plug.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can bring a rack of ribs by before 10 o'clock, and we'd be more than happy.
Yeah, they're pretty tasty.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Thank you, jerk.
Dave, you have a great day.
You too, thanks.
Thanks, brother. Enjoy.
All right, bye.
I think Dave's like the rest of us. After you buy the cars and you pay off your house and you travel a little bit, then what?
I don't know.
You can't do that your whole life.
I will
you?
Tell you, I was in Tunica, Mississippi, years ago. This is like back in the mid late 90s with a buddy of mine sitting at a blackjack table. We were playing like $5 a hand. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
In walks John Daly, who at the time was doing very, very well.
Yeah, the golfer.
You know, golfer. And he sat down and he was signing markers left and right for $50,000 a pop and just dumping it, just throwing it away. Just losing. I mean, drinking, clearly, but losing it. Just and we watched. We sat and watched. We actually sat back and we were just like, it was just me, my buddy Luke, and the dealer. We're just watching John Daly. We stopped playing. We just stopped and watched him lose $50,000, I think, three or four times. So he lost almost $200,000 in the time in a matter of like an hour.
That might be a unconscious thing with him. He's not comfortable having money, so he sort of almost purposely loses it.
Maybe.
Sabotages himself.
Maybe. You know, Charles Barkley's like that, too. I don't care. My money. You know?
Right, right.
I'm just going to throw it away. I made it. I'm going to spend it.
I don't know. But it's mind-boggling to think about winning that much. It's crazy.
Yeah. You know what? I would like to go crazy. Don't get me wrong. Remember, Mark, if I come in tomorrow and no pants, we're drinking.
I'll know you
won. We're drinking. We're doing the show drunk tomorrow.
Mark and Neanderthal.
Good morning.
Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.